now. I'm not feeling any less sour. I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people were saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on. I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy. If he really does exist, why did he deserve me? In my hour of need, I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts. Forget me now that I am sure it's you that I want not. Save it for your loved ones who come to you each day. No matter what you do to them, they'll never have to say that I don't love you anymore. Still I don't care, somebody else can love you more. I won't be there. Save it for another who's asking for your love. The only one who knows the truth will never know enough. Save it for the priest then, who might one day say to you, do you take this man for your husband? Answer him, I do. And you'll be happy just like I was when I left you. There's only one thing left for me to do, forget you. And I will, so help me, even if it means that I'll have to take a trip abroad, where it's thought perhaps the change